Well, the purple-crowned fairy wren is a rather elusive species that lives along the river systems throughout the Kimberley. It's quite a small bird, and the male and female look very similar in non-breeding season, but when it's breeding season, the male grows this distinctive purple crown on his head, so his feathers change from the brown feathers of a female into the bright purple feathers on the top of his head.
Why is this bird special, Anya?
Well, this bird's special because it seems to be declining in numbers throughout the Kimberley region. So people have been out there looking for these birds over the past 30 years and have been coming back saying that, you know, they're not occurring in areas where they once occurred. So my project's going to be looking at where the birds are now and whether they're sort of declining in numbers or whether their distribution is decreasing or not.
Now, this is your first time to the Kimberley and you're doing your PhD on this research. Tell me more about your project and what you're hoping to learn.
Okay. So my project is really focusing on the conservation biology of the purple-crowned fairy wren. And what I'm trying to find out is whether the species has declined in number, as some people have recently reported, and also sort of map the decline to find out where the birds are now and where they were previously, and look at reasons why perhaps birds aren't occurring in areas where they were beforehand.
The Kimberley region is as big as Spain, and how are you going to do this?
Well, hopefully through the help of people providing me with sightings and collecting sightings from the literature as well. I'd like to find out where these birds were and where the birds are now. So basically, if anyone out there has sighted this bird in the past, I'd like to know where they sighted the bird, and it would be great if people could give me really precise details such as the river system they saw it on, or maybe even latitude or longitudes, so that I can find out then exactly where those birds were. And it would be great if people could also tell me when they saw these birds, so that I can get an idea of whether the birds are still in the same area, or it might happen to be an area where the birds no longer occur, and then people telling me when will give me a good idea of when the birds last were there.
Anya, you're based at Mornington at the moment. Have you been able to see the bird in the wild?
There's a really large population along Annie Creek, which is right next to the campground here in the research station. So I've been lucky enough to be able to get up in the mornings and go down to the creek and actually see the birds in action foraging amongst the pandanus and along the creek lines.
Oh, what do they look like? What do they do of a day?
Well, they're very small, actually, and they're brown and grey in colour, and they have a bright blue tail which stands up at the back. So, and they jump around throughout the pandanus and the other vegetation that lines the creeks, and forage for insects and socialise with other birds and defend their territories and do the sorts of things that I guess most birds tend to do in the mornings.
Are they amusing and interesting to watch?
They definitely have personalities, so it's, I think they're one of the better birds to spend time watching, yes.
Now, Anya, what are you hoping to do with this information? Of course, your PhD is involved here, but the information itself, will it go to a greater good?
Yes, well, we're hoping to find out exactly where populations of the purple-crowned fairy wren still exist. And once we have this information, then we can work with perhaps landowners or parks and wildlife, if it happens to be in a national park, or other organisations to try to manage the population to make sure that they don't decline in numbers further.